Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And yes, we have landed in 2025 and there's so much going on already. Oh my God, we've seen so many things taking place. Our prayers are going out over there to those in LA and California. So many people have lost so many things. Some people have lost their entire livelihood and they've lost so much. So our prayers are going up for those in California, different parts of Los Angeles where fires are burning. And it just goes to show you can have everything and it just everything gone. And I've seen people, they're just happy to have their precious belongings or their family heirlooms and rings or things that are given to them by family members or things that have been in their family, photo albums, and people grabbing their computer or grabbing what they can. So we are definitely sending our prayers up to those in the area of Los Angeles at the moment that are going through such devastation. Our podcast was consistency, and even in this particular topic, I mean, we've really got to take our hats off to emergency workers, firemen, ambulance, police, who are consistently serving people and consistently. I myself, I'm a 999 operator over here in America. You call it 911, and dealing with, I mean, anyone that calls the police, ambulance, or fire are never calling for anything good. So you've got to be prepared to always to listen and always to take on people that are sometimes not actually in a very good mood, sometimes not very happy at all, and sometimes they're downright angry. But hats off to those that are battling those fires and trying to help those people in serious predicaments over there. But we've been talking about consistency of late. The last podcast I wanted to really touch on, I really impressed in my spirit that if we're going to win, I mean, many of us are on fasting. Some people are on 21-day fasting, 10-day fasting, 15-day fasting. Many people, 7-day fasting. Many people take January as a time out just to really seek the Lord. Like I myself, seek the Lord, seek His direction. What are you saying? What direction are you wanting me to go into? And what doors are you opening, closing? Where are you leading me? Amen. And what is it that you want? Amen. Because well, the Bible says there are many devices in a man's heart, but only the counsel of the Lord, Makaraba Santa, only the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So we can want to do our way and want to do this, but we've really got to say, God, what are you saying? Amen. Because it's only your plans and your purposes that will really prosper. I mean, we can go our own way and do what we want, but we're only going to get a certain level of success if it's not what He wants. I'm going to say that again. We can do what we want to do, but if it's not what He wants us to do, we're only going to get a certain level of success and we're only going to make a certain level of impact. Why? Because there is an anointing upon your life, and amen, and the gifts of callings are without repentance. But when we get into the vein of God, when they strike gold, they find a vein of gold. When you get into the vein of God and you really find out what it is that God wants you to do and you do what He wants you to do, it will already be prosperous, it will already be blessed, and it will already be effective. You will have an impact. Why? Because you're doing what God wants you to do. And I believe for me personally, and for the people that I speak to as a minister of the gospel, my desire is that people walk into the plan and purpose of God for their life. You were born for a purpose. Your eyes see, your nose smell, your mouth speaks, your hands feel, your feet walk, your heart beats. Every part of your body plays a purpose. So that means you were born for purpose. But unfortunately, many people live and die and never discover their true purpose. But I say to you, listen to me, God has gifted you, He's called you, and there is a plan and a purpose for your life. Don't ever let the enemy tell you that you're no good. Don't ever let the devil tell you, oh, listen, you've messed up, you're guilty. Jesus Christ took our guilt, He took our shame, He took it all on the cross of Calvary. I don't know why I'm going here, but I believe someone needs to hear this. You have not failed. The Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let your past be the past. Whatever happened in 2022, 23, 24, there's some people still condemning themselves about things that happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. God is saying, let it go. I've forgotten it. God is saying, listen, I throw away your sins in a sea of forgetfulness. That's the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never pass away. So if God says, I don't remember it, why are you trying to bring it back to His remembrance? Because He says, I've forgotten it. He said, your sins and the lawful deeds, I will remember no more. He's blotted out our iniquities as a thick cloud. That's Old Testament. The blood has taken away your sins. So I want you to know that, listen to me, going forward, no one drives a car looking in their rearview mirror. I'm going to say that again. If you are a driver, no one drives a car looking in their rearview mirror. Why? Because you're going to crash, because you're not looking where you're going. Because if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're only looking about where you've been. But eventually you will crash because you're not looking where you're going. So stop looking back and start looking forward. God has some great plans for you. He has a purpose and a destiny for you. And all he's saying is, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh unto you. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up in due time. You see, God's timing is not like man's timing. Amen. Listen, God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. God has a million and a billion ways to bring you into the plan and purpose for his life. But our job is to just trust him. Trust him and believe that he will do what he said he was going to do concerning your life. Our job is just to trust him. Just be obedient. It is not over. You have not failed. Listen to me. God sometimes has a way of working our failures into the plan of God. Don't you think he knows? Listen, I tell people, God is not sitting on the throne scratching his head thinking, oh my God, they've messed up. What am I going to do now? Listen, God is the God that knows the end from the beginning. So I want to encourage you, even with your mess, even with your failures, even what you thought where you failed God, God is saying, I'm going to turn everything around for my good. But our job is just to keep believing him and keep trusting him. Then listen to me, God will do what he said he will do. Amen. I've gone totally off the subject matter, but I believe that God knows that there's someone out there in podcast land that needs to hear this. God is going to work it out. Listen to me. He says, listen to me. I know my plans that I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. But God is just saying, draw near. Listen to me. Read my word. Study my word. Amen. Draw near, because there's some things I want to say to you, and I can't say if you're far from me. Amen. Listen to me. The Bible says in the Psalms, amen, listen to me, seek the Lord. The Bible said we must seek him. All throughout scripture said, seek the Lord, seek him, seek his face, O Israel. Seek him, people of God, seek him, because he wants to speak to you. He wants to give you fresh revelation and fresh direction, amen. He's saying, I want to speak, but you've got to position yourself. I mean, the minor prophet says, I believe it's Haggai, he says, I will stand upon my rampart and I will hear and watch to see what the Lord will speak. I will stand upon my rampart, amen, because God wants to speak. So you've got to position yourself. You see, Jesus was consistent. We've got to be consistent. David was a man, I'm going to speak about David soon, but let me talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus was consistent, amen. He was consistent about doing the will of the Father. Now, we don't know much from the age of 0 to 30. We know he was born in Bethlehem. We know that he had to flee to Egypt, amen, and he came back, grew up in Nazareth, amen. He was a son of a carpenter, so we know that he worked, he had a trade, amen. But we know that at the age of 30, we know that he was baptized in the River Jordan by his cousin and he received the Holy Ghost. Now, in time gone by, the Holy Ghost came upon him, but it didn't stay. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit came and abode, that filled him with the Holy Spirit. He was driven into the wilderness, amen, and he came out on the power of the Spirit, amen. Yes, he fasted and the devil tempted him and he used the word. This year, the enemy will tempt you. Now, temptation is not a sin. It's what we do if we yield, but God is going to give you the grace. I'm going to say, it's not in your own strength. When it's in our own strength, we always fall flat on our face. But he's going to give you the grace to resist temptation, because there is no temptation taken you which is common to man. Amen. But God will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. So trust the Lord. Speak his word. When the enemy came to Jesus, and the enemy will come, speak the word. He spoke all throughout Deuteronomy. It is written. It is written. It is written. Now we have the word of God in its entirety, so we can speak God's word, because we know that God's words are spirit And God's words are life. And he was consistently healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, healing the maimed. Amen. He was preaching the gospel. He went about preaching and teaching and healing and deliverance. Amen. That was his ministry. Amen. He came to break the yokes and lift the burdens. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went around healing all those who are oppressed of the devil. Amen. Because God was with him. And the same anointing, the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, is dwelling in you, believer. I'm going to say that again. According to scripture, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is dwelling in you, my brother. Is dwelling in you, my sister. So there's no need to be afraid. There's no need to doubt the power of God. It's not about how you feel. You may feel really lousy, but the anointing is upon your life. Go forward. Jesus was consistent. He went to the cross. Amen. He fulfilled his purpose. They laid him in a tomb, but he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And he gave keys, and he got the keys of hell and death. Amen. And he said, it is finished. Listen to me. We have the victory. I'll celebrate with me, my brother, my sister. It is finished. Victory is our portion. Celebrate, amen. Giving thanks to God. Celebrate. I want to tell you who you are. I tell you and remind you what Jesus has done. Celebrate, my brother and sister, because we've won the victory. Amen. I'm supposed to hear this talk about consistency, but Jesus is getting me here to remind someone, encourage someone. Amen. Now listen, God has your best interests at heart. Amen. He knows. He has a great plan for your life. And I want to encourage someone out there, wherever you are, whether in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Australia, in America, South America, wherever you are, China, Russia, wherever you are, I want you to celebrate. Amen. You may be going through hardships and it may not look good right now, but the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Amen. So take your eyes off what you can see, because the things that you see are temporal. Amen. Subject to change, STC. But the things that we don't see are eternal. So put your eyes on the word and take your eyes off the world and hear what God is saying. Listen to me. He said he's going to work it out. He's going to turn things around in his favor. Where you've been stabbed in the back, let down, listen to me, depressed and broken and stressed, God is saying, no, I've taken all those things. You don't have to live that way anymore. Listen to me. All you need to do is get in my word. I'm going to do a preaching about being filled with the Holy Spirit, because that's all we really need. Many people are fasting, but after the fast, what? We need the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit that this world needs. This is the answer for the church. Many churches doing gimmicks and doing all these things to get people in. No, we go back to basics. Amen. The Bible says they sought the Lord and he filled them with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. So that's what the church needs. So be encouraged. God has not forgotten you. Amen. God has not forgotten you. I've gone way off the subject matter, which is consistency. So I'm going to continue with that same subject matter, is consistency. God wants us to be consistent. Amen. He wants us to be consistent, but he's called me today to remind you, I've got a plan. I know what you're going through, and I'm not going to fail you, and I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to fail you, and I'm not going to forsake you. People may have failed you in the past. People may have failed you. All kind of things may have taken place and it looks bleak. But God is saying, listen to me. I'm about to surprise your enemies. And I'm about to surprise you. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. You are not forgotten. God has a plan. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word of God. Now, on the other side, we will be encouraging you about being consistent in 2025, because it's consistency is going to cause you to win in life, in Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.